Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello. Today's Adventure in Creation is part of Winter's End. Verse Psalm 108:2, I will awaken with the dawn. We talked about autumn, then as we rolled into winter, we have explored that season and hibernation. But now, as we draw closer to spring, which begins March 19th, we are seeing the cold winter world begin to wake up again as God's beautiful four seasons go from one to another. Our hibernating animals are noticing longer days and warming of the land. And as the temperatures warm up, you might notice groundhogs lying on the road on a sunny day. They're using the warm pavement to warm up their bodies. Squirrels and chipmunks are out running around, looking for acorns they buried in the fall. The hibernators are awakening. I always check with John at the Linville Recycle Branch and ask if any of the bears have been through yet. Through the winter, the bears usually never show up, as they're hibernating. But now is when their season for foraging for food comes into being full time. Other animals that hibernate and now will be waking up include turtles. That is the only way these cold-blooded animals could make it through the winter. Another animal that might look dead but is probably hibernating is the wood frog. They will warm up. When the weather gets cold, snails hibernate by covering themselves in a thin mucus so they don't dry out. Snakes also will come out when the weather gets warmer after their hibernation. Animals awaken with the warmer weather, and one is bats. They store heat in their bodies to warm up again. Another animal that does something very similar are skunks. When it is getting cold, ladybugs will gather together in the hundreds or even thousands and hibernate. Then as winter turns to spring, one more animal that we look at are birds. And the only one that we know that hibernates is a whippoorwill, and it will come out as winter turns to spring. Thank you, God, for your special state, hibernation, that helps animals sleep through the winter and then wake up as the temperatures go up. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.